most recently, a few days ago, booster shots were made now available for ages 16 to 18, well, 16 and up. So really, that's how it's impacting our students. So Dr. Terrace, do you want to maybe talk a little bit about how vaccines work and maybe what you've seen specifically related to safety and efficacy?
Certainly. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so essentially, when you get a vaccine, you teach the body how to respond to the real infection by giving it in advance information that is not infectious, but information that our cells respond to build up immunity. So it's a safe way of exposing the body to something that looks enough like the virus, but is not infectious itself. And that way, when your body is exposed to the virus itself, it can mount the immune system and prevent infection at all, or if you do get infected, it can prevent a serious infection. So that's essentially how the vaccine works, and that's how this Pfizer vaccine that the 16, 17, and 18-year-olds in the school district would be getting.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
As far as safety, the vaccine is very, very safe. There have been, as you know, many mild side effects immediately after the vaccine, such as pain at the site, tiredness, fatigue, headache, etc., that usually occur in the first several days after the vaccine and last 24 to 48 hours. There have been reports of something called myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart muscle. It is very rare and very mild. Everyone has survived it. No one needs any treatment for it. And it is something that is a little bit higher in males than in females, but is nothing to worry about. It is self-resolving and is not been shown to be dangerous. There have been some really good data for people that have been worried about that, and it's been shown that for every million, if you take, say, males age 16 and 17 year old who could get that myocarditis, they're the most likely. If you take a million 16 and 17 year old males and you vaccinate them, you will prevent 56,000 cases of just infection. You will prevent 500 of those males from being hospitalized. You'll prevent 170 of those males from getting into the ICU, and you will prevent 4 deaths. When you will get 73 out of 1 million kids who get the vaccine at this age, 73 can get myocarditis, but they will not die. They will not go to the ICU. They will not need any medication for that, and it will be over in a matter of days. All they will have felt is some mild side effects. If you look at females of the same age, you will have prevented similar amounts of infection, hospitalizations, and ICU admissions. Also, you would have prevented 4 deaths. Those girls out of 1 million would have had only 8 cases of myocarditis because it's so much less common in females. So whether you're male or female, getting the vaccine prevents a lot of illness, hospitalizations, and has side effects that are very much tolerable. And that is why the vaccine went from emergency use authorization to full approval.
Perfect, Dr. Terris, I appreciate that. So as we go to our next slide, so we've talked a lot, and this is just kind of a recap since our last meeting. So we're now just shy of 800,000 people nationwide that have died of COVID. In our San Diego County community, we're looking at about 4,340 COVID deaths. What's key here, especially given our demographics, is that 85% of those people are age 50 and over, 45% are Latino, and 94% were unvaccinated people. And so what we look when you come to our area, 25% of those deaths are within district boundaries. And while it may look, oh, well, a lot of those are not kids and those are not our students, there's a number of really great studies that are out there, and in particular one on COVID Collaborative that's recently been put out that talks about the hidden pain that students who have lost a family member or have lost directly in their house or a caregiver have felt. And we've seen those in our own district. We hear those every day. We see those in different mental health scenarios that are arising within our district boundaries. And so just because the person that is dying is not a student in our district, that does not mean our students and our staff are not impacted by that. And so we just wanna make sure that that is at the forefront. So what is our data? And these cases are just the cases we've been talking about on our dashboard. The caveat on that, as you remember, is those are cases that were during their infectious period, were on our campus. And so there are a lot more cases than this, and we know it. But because they weren't reported through the county, because they weren't on the campuses, they were at home impacting a student or a family member or a staff member, but just not on our campus. So just since this semester began, you can see how the numbers of cases are continuing to increase. You'll see where the Delta spikes were, and you're now, as you see, Delta is still going, and we are getting Omicron. And so that is why we believe, obviously, the governor implemented the mask mandate for Wednesday. But we want to see for this how real it is. But also at the same point, do recognize that with 36,000 students, numbers of 400 aren't, they are in those lower percentages, but still very, very important. And then 4,600 staff, those cases of around 100 over the course of the semester. This is data that is, for us, very, very important. So in the county reports outbreaks. So outbreaks, we think of outbreaks and many other things and watching movies very differently. The county defines an outbreak as 3 or more cases that are epidemiologically linked, so you're not a family member, that are in a 28-day window. And you can see there were about, if you look at that, about 14 outbreaks we've had this semester. And I want to draw your attention just for some questions of why do you see, for example, Mar Vista water polo listed twice? So each epidemiologically linked outbreak is associated potentially with a portion of that team, so a JV, varsity, and those numbers and why those periods are beyond 28 days, because as that case continues to spread and there's a link between myself to Eduardo, Eduardo to Jenny, Jenny to Nick, as we go along, that case number extends. And so the county continues to monitor that case. And so you will see that we have one case that's still open here in the district, and and that being at Southwest. But these are really, really key, because where we are seeing many, many of these cases are directly related to athletics. And as you'll see in this, many were with masks, many were without, depending on, obviously, you can't have a mask on in the pool. But there's a lot that ties to that, because when we have these outbreaks, they're directly impacting our campuses. So we want to make sure that that information is shared. What's our vaccination data? So those are our cases. We know we're still wearing masks. We know we're still monitoring a lot of guidance. So where are we with vaccination now? So when we came to you on October 11th, we talked about the fact that the county gave us aggregated data showing that 65.4% of our students had received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, and 60% of Sweetwater students had received all recommended doses. Obviously, this was in October. And as you'll recall, in August, students, the numbers for students 12 and up have significantly week over week been increasing. We will be requesting new data, and we'll be able to bring that to you. As of December 10th, just one other check-in point, high school athletes have self-reported as part of their parents signing them up for athletics that 65% of those high school athletes report being vaccinated. As it relates to staff, you'll see similar numbers in the 80%. As of December 10th, we are currently sitting at 86.7% of permanent staff vaccinated, and as we talked about, 411 staff required to participate in weekly testing, and we can split that up for you related between classified and certificated and management should you so desire. So we are not the first school district that is looking to implement the vaccine mandate. A number of school districts have already implemented the vaccine mandate. LA Unified vaccine mandate is implemented for their staff already. They had a date set for student implementation for